something. Hello, this is Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live.
Sunday edition.
Yeah.
Here we are. Okay, so so tell me about this story.
Okay, so yeah, so it's from Gawker, and it's mom arrested for taking nude Snapchats with her 14-year-old daughter.
Oh, boy.
So now I don't want to imply that the sexy Saturnalia edition of Free Talk Live is somehow saying this is sexy.
No, I think this is decidedly not sexy.
Yeah, let's read the story.
What's a Snapchat, first of all, for people who don't know?
Good point, yes. What is Snapchat? Snapchat is this, it's very popular amongst teens. I think it's also very popular amongst adults. What it is, it's kind of like Instagram, where you take pictures, okay?
With your phone,
and you can send it, you know, to someone. Like, it's not like Instagram where it's like this log where it's like Facebook with pictures. You send the picture to generally one person, and then the picture will effectively self-destruct inside of, you know, 10, 15, 30 seconds, whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was 7 seconds or something.
No,
or maybe I'm confusing it with Vine.
That's Vine. Okay. Vine is a different animal. But anyway, that's what Snapchat is. So it's very popular because people think that, because, you know, teenagers think there's a degree of privacy with it, because you can take the picture and then it goes away, you know.
Do people do anything else on Snapchat besides sexting? Because I think that's pretty much, it's pretty much an app that's for sexting and meant to encourage people to not feel shy about sexting each other.
Sure.
Huge photos.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard some studies that say it's used for a lot more. I mean, an interesting thing about Snapchat is that it was actually offered up, I believe, or Facebook, you know, Mark Zuckerberg offered Snapchat like $4 billion, you know.
Wow.
It's like, let me buy you out.
And they
said no to $4 billion. You know, so and hey, I don't know what kind of money they're making off of this, but anyway, is it just used for sexting? Yeah, maybe, but then all technology is designed for sex.
Okay, that's a fair point.
You know, I mean, like the internet. How did the internet get so big? Porn.
You've got a point there.
So, you know, I mean, I think regular texting became popular because it was a way for, you know, for like, say, husbands or wives, whoever, it was a way for significant others to talk to someone else.
Yeah, without actually talking on the phone.
Right,
yeah.
Without saying, ooh, baby, you know, so that their other significant other that they're, you know, trying to hide this from doesn't know. I mean, really, I think the case could very much be made that most technological advancement has been for the purposes of sex.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you could even say that about Facebook, right? There's this movie, The Social Network, where it's showing, like, it's depicting Mark Zuckerberg and other people coming up with the idea for Facebook.
Right.
And, like, he's looking at the directory of students at Harvard or something like that, and he's like, why don't we make, like, an online kind of yearbook thing, but then you can, like, put your relationship status, and that'll get people to look at it. And it was, like, originally meant as kind of like a dating thing, right?
I mean, and, of course, then there's plenty of studies on that that say that Facebook causes divorce, which, of course, no, Facebook doesn't cause divorce. People get divorced. You know, bad relationships cause divorces, not Facebook. But anyway, we're getting way off topic. So let's talk about, you know, Snapchat here with a 14-year-old daughter, you know, and her mom.
Oh, yeah. Wait, one more question about Snapchat first. Do you think the NSA doesn't archive everything that goes by Snapchat?
I would say most likely, because Snapchat, and I can talk about that a little bit more, but, like, in fact, Snapchat is now, I think they implemented a new feature. It's not mentioned in the story, but Snapchat recently implemented a new feature where within, like, the day, I think within 24 hours, you can re-access any Snapchats that were sent to you.
Oh, so it's not really gone.
Yeah, no. And a lot of people were taking snapshots of their Snapchats. And then you have them forever.
Oh, like a screenshot?
A screenshot. I'm sorry. That's what, you know, and which is easy to do. Like with an Android phone, you know, it's pressing of a couple buttons and boom, you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, even if it was only 10 seconds, that still gives you plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know what? Before we get into the story, we do have a caller on the line. And Tom, are you with us in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
So, hey, Tom, how are we doing?
This human being walks into a bar and bellies on up there and orders up one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Sounds like a song.
Now, then, after he drinks those, he drinks some more until he's feeling somewhat intoxicated. So he decides to walk home. And when he gets home, his wife runs up to him all excited about this exciting sale going on down the shopping mall and demands that he give her a ride there. And he respectfully declines because of all the alcohol he's been drinking. But she won't take no for an answer, and she keeps howling like a deranged maniac. Come on, you gotta, kind of like he did to her when he was dating her and he wanted a special treat from her. Well, the answer is no, and when he can't take it anymore, my question is, would you prefer that he hit her with his fist or hit you with his motor car?
Wow, that's a false choice.
Yeah.
What a troll. Get him off the line. What kind of a sicko calls in about something like that?
I don't know. That's, troll is...
He just wants to talk about white beating.
He is off the line now.
Yeah, and it started off with, oh, he's framing this story as though it's an irrational woman and she's just whining and begging for her husband to take her shopping because she can't go herself or whatever.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Yeah, again, and false choice.
Yeah.
You know, I love these extremes that people set up, or the hyper-literalism.
As if it's a choice between the husband has to beat his wife, or he has to kill someone with his car.
Yeah, no, violence has to happen.
Yeah.
It just has to happen.
Sorry,
there's
Tom.
No choice.
The world doesn't work that way.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's always a choice.
Nasty little troll.
That was really bad.
Yeah. Let's get to the story.
The
joke's on him, because I'm sure he's not going to like, if he listens to the rest of the show, which he probably doesn't, he probably just wants to call in and troll us, but if he listens to the rest of us, he is probably not going to like all the Saturnalian debauchery that's going to go on tonight.
Yeah, definitely not.
Because I know Tom doesn't like gay people, and he doesn't like people having sex for fun outside of marriage. And
sure, and Saturnalia was definitely all about that.
Yeah, we got to keep the Saturn in Saturnalia.
That's right.
So we're going to be doing that.
Because there's a war on Saturnalia.
There is.
And Free Talk Live, we're here to fight it. We're going to make sure Saturnalia stays strong. Anyway, your thoughts about Snapchat. Do you think it's something that's just always used for sexting? Or how do you feel about epic trolls like the one we just had call in with these ridiculous notions? You call in 855-450-3733 Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturnalia edition, or Sunday, sorry. See, this is what happens. When anarchists take over something, you know,
Mark is never going to go on vacation again.
I know.
You know, now that Bitcoins have gone up, he's going to take more vacations. I don't know if he'll want to.
Well, people are going to have to get used to this then, because, boy, let me tell you, when you have anarchists in charge, you cut right to the truth of things, you know, and it is Saturnalia, baby. Anyway, it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Stephanie, you know, tell me something that I could buy with Bitcoins, please.
Well, there's a lot of things you could buy with Bitcoins, but one of the things that I'm especially interested in buying with Bitcoins is electronics. And if that sounds like something that you're interested in, too, you may want to check out a little website called BitcoinStore.com. And actually, it's not so little. They have more than 500,000 items that are in stock and ready for shipment to you. And actually, the best part about it is, you know, you can buy stuff with privacy. You don't have to give them, you know, your government-approved address or anything like that.
No, they just need some shipping address.
Yeah.
Pretty much that's it, yeah.
They just need a way to get it to you. And they're not using drones yet, as far as I know, to deliver the products, but you can have the next best thing, and you can get it shipped to you and pay 0% markup because they're getting their items direct from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. So they're giving you great prices, and they're giving you an incentive to part with your precious Bitcoins, especially, you know, now that Bitcoins have gone up so much, you can really do a lot with them. And maybe those Bitcoins that you've been hanging on to for the last year, maybe those Bitcoins that you paid $10 for a year ago, you could use them to buy yourself a new computer or something like that.
And they have a
Bitcoin
great selection.
Store.
They really do.
They have a lot of models that I can't really find anywhere else. Yeah, indeed. So I think, you know, anything that you would be able to find on the big guys like Amazon and Newegg, you can probably find on BitcoinStore.com. And it's a great place. We can't say enough good things about it. So, you know, see if they have something that you want. See if they have that computer that you had your eye on. I think they even have some, like musical instruments. I've looked at stuff like microphones on there before.
Right.
It's just a great place to go, and they have a lot of things. So BitcoinStore.com, one more time, to buy with privacy, choose from over 500,000 items, and save money because they're getting their stuff at a 0% markup.
Yeah, and use Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin is real. It's real money.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely real. So, and, you know, I mean, granted, if you bought something from Bitcoin Store, you might not be able to get it before Christmas, most likely not, you know, I mean, with Christmas coming up on Wednesday.
What, Christmas? What's that?
Oh, I mean,
it's Saturnalia today.
Right. But the point, yes, exactly. But I do want to say, it's like, look, you know what? Why just have government-mandated holidays or religiously-mandated holidays tell you when to buy something? Just buy something, for crying out loud.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Anyway, let's go to Skype. And if you do also want to call in on Skype, our handle is lrn.fm. And if you just, you know, send a request, we will accept, you know, we will accept your contact request. And then you can call into the show, and it usually sounds great. But let's go to Dason on Skype. Dason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What would you like to talk about, Dason?
Well, I would like to share my thoughts on the holiday that is on most everyone's mind this time of year, Saturnalia.
Yes.
I mean Christmas.
Yeah, right.
What's that?
Some government-mandated holiday.
Yeah.
Well, you see, there is a lot of talk this time of year about bringing families together, connecting with loved ones, and the spreading of love and goodwill to all. But actions speak louder than words. Most spend the holiday season focusing on things like, what should I get someone? What if they don't get me anything? What if I get them something and they don't get me anything? Or what if they get me something and I don't like it?
Yes, all these potential faux pas are created, huh?
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like a celebration of fun and love. It's more like a obligation fest, you know?
Yeah, no, it feels like it. It feels like an obligation
fest.
Well,
that's the reason why, well, I don't know if that's the reason, but that's one of the reasons why Christmas time is one of the most depressing times of year for a lot of people. And, you know, it's like you're supposed to be having this fantastical, whimsical winter wonderland Christmas when most people, it's not like that for them. They're not having a fun time. Perhaps it reminds them of family trauma or just crap that happened to them in the past that wasn't happy, you know, during the winter. And they, you know, it's a depressing time of year for some people.
You know, a great thing that's actually that's come around are gift cards. Okay, I love this. And actually, boy, you're talking about another thing you can do with Bitcoin is you can buy gift cards from Gift, that's GYFT or eGifter.
Yes.
Both great options. But gift cards are such a great thing, but then you have this, I don't know, be it an older generation or whoever, that's just like, well, a gift card just doesn't mean as much. Are you kidding? The person can give exactly what they want. You know, this is a fantastic thing to offer to somebody.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not from the heart. What does that even mean? What do you think, Dason?
Well, I guess it means that it's not blood.
Yeah.
Right.
But overall, rather than spreading love and goodwill, thoughts like this just bring stress and anxiety and realistically resentment of it. I think everyone would be better served by spending a little less time worrying about what trinket to get someone and a little more time reconnecting with their loved ones. I'm not saying you should not buy something for someone you care about, but if you do, you could save your time and have a little less stress and if you don't go out into the crazy stores and just do all your shopping online through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com.
I love it, Dave.
Oh, that's great.
Good one.
At no extra cost to yourself, you get the same great price, the same super-saving shipping, and a portion of your sales go to spreading the ideas of liberty. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I got to hire this guy.
This is the best Saturnalia gift of them all.
Dason has done
our work for us in this show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for Dason? Go ahead.
Yeah. And you can use the extra time you save actually connecting with the loved ones instead of getting them something that they may or may not like. Try writing your feelings for them down. Let them know how much they mean to you. How even though life passes us by and it's hard to find the time to connect, they matter to you and that your life is better for having them. If you want to get them something, but you can't think of anything that they would like, no matter what everyone says, it's okay to just give them cash. Trust me, they know far better than what you do for what they want.
Absolutely.
Or a Bitcoin.
Yeah, whatever. Bitcoin. But yeah, absolutely. Dace and I agree with everything.
It's okay to just get them a card that says, I love you and
it's far better to just connect with people.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
I also have a great example for why money can also be better than a trinket. For example, if you wanted to get something for Ian or Mark, they would likely value you amping at freetalklive.com far more than whatever trinket you might choose to get them. Because no matter how awesome what you find is, it's likely it won't help spread the ideas of liberty that amping at freetalklive.com would. And what better gift is there than the power to live free I hope that you at least give some thought to connecting with your loved ones. And may you all have a merry Saturnalia.
Oh, thank you, Dason. Bravo.
Dason, thank you very much.
That's great.
That was great. And you know what's really great is Dason gave me the gift of not having to say all those things later in the show.
Yes.
So I agree. Connect with people. Come on. You know, and in fact, actually, Saturnalia in and of itself may have originally been about that. Yeah, we'll be back with more. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. I know, just when you thought it was safe to turn on the old radio on a Sunday night and hear reruns or something, no, this is live radio. And it is Brian with you.
And Saturnalia Stephanie.
Saturnalia Stephanie. Oh, that's hot. I like that. Okay. It's a show you can call in. If this is your first time, again, hearing Free Talk Live, please, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And, again, you can take control of the show. Talk about whatever you want. You can talk about Saturnalia. You can talk about Snapchat. We've got quite a few things on the dock today to talk about. But first off,
yes. First off, I got to share a message with you about BuzzBox Coffee. You may have heard of this before on Free Talk Live because we've been talking about it for a while, and that's because it's a pretty exciting product, actually. Did you know that most coffee that's sold at grocery stores actually has mold in it and pesticides?
Oh, you can taste it.
You can taste the mold?
Well, I mean, you don't know until you taste the real thing. Like,
see, I don't, personally, I drink tea and not coffee. I prefer my caffeine tea form. So, but I'm going to trust you because I know you do drink coffee, Brian. So if you say you can taste the mold, I believe you.
Yeah, you don't know until you try something real like BuzzBox offers.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Kanoa Island, coffee, which is a flavor. It's from Hawaii, around the volcanoes, all that business.
Uh-huh.
And usually that, you can tell when you've got moldy, moldy coffee. And usually Kanoa Island coffee would not be moldy.
Is that Kona Island?
Kona, yeah, sorry. There you go. Thank you. Anyway.
Right. Well, anyway, so not just coffee. This is not just for coffee connoisseurs. This is for anyone who wants a really good tasting coffee that is not going to put pesticides and molds in your body that could stress out your liver and make you, maybe not feel so good. So you can actually try a free pound of BuzzBox coffee today. All you have to do is cover the shipping, but they will send you a free pound of coffee. And you can visit coffee.freetalklive.com to find out more about that. The cool thing about BuzzBox Coffee is that not only are they kind of environmentally aware and they're trying to make sure they're serving you coffee that is healthier for you and healthier for the environment, but also 10% of the purchases from BuzzBox Coffee go to benefit they're basically giving out microloans to the farmers that are manufacturing this coffee so that they can not have to be basically working on farms their whole lives. They can actually buy the farms. So,
phenomenal.
Yeah, and they're doing this with World Vision Finance microloans. So if you want to find out more about that, you can, one more time, go to coffee.freetalklive.com and check out BuzzBox. And if you're skeptical, and you're willing to put up the money for shipping on a pound of coffee, try it for yourself and see the difference. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, great deal, great offer. Let's go ahead and go right to the phones. We've got Jeff in California. Jeff, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What'd you like to talk about, Jeff?
Yes, I wanted to talk about Obamacare because I was just reading, I saw a Gawker article in my Facebook news feed today saying this was the last day for people to sign up for insurance under the Obamacare law without being subject to the penalty, which I think is $95 or 1% of your income. I don't know if that's net or gross or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever is bigger. So,
wait, I'm confused. So they would have to enroll for next year. Is that right? Today? Doesn't that vary by the plan? Because the penalty is going to be on the 2014 tax returns, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm confused by the details, too.
Everybody's confused.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's
going
on. Try going
to the website to find out. It ain't happening.
Wasn't that the thing? I heard that he actually scheduled some kind of, not Obama himself, but whoever was running the website, scheduled some kind of maintenance. And there was some kind of deadline recently, like Jeff was mentioning, but there was some kind of website maintenance going on during the time when people were supposed to be using it to sign up, and they couldn't.
Right. Well, they say that the website is 70% functional for the 60% of the time that it's actually up and not being maintained. So
good enough for government work,
Something like that. But I just wanted to bring it up because I noticed in the Facebook discussion, and it comes up from time to time, people seem to get scared about the mandate. They say, "Oh my God, if I don't sign up, will I get put in jail or something like that?" And what happens if I don't, pay the David, how do I get out? Well, it's as simple as, from what I understand, when you file for taxes, if you really don't want to get out of this whole thing completely, just don't file for withholding. That's the only way that they can take this money from you. Simple as that. And also for small people who actually don't do withholdings, like people who run their own businesses, they don't have to worry about it at all. As of now, there is no criminal enforcement mechanism. So, I mean, that doesn't mean there won't be in the future, and I'm sure that's to come. But at least for now, if you want to nullify, personally nullify or whatever, resist, just don't pay. Just don't file for withholdings or just don't pay. They can't come after you.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting...
Are you talking about not paying the fine or the whole tax bill in general?
Oh, well, that's a different matter. But at least for Obamacare, if you don't want to sign up for health insurance, and there's plenty of people, I'm healthy, I'm in my 20s or whatever, I don't feel like I have to do it, but I want to keep paying for my doctor out of my own pocket, and there are plenty of people that want to do that. Don't be afraid that somebody's going to come after you. Just don't file for withholdings, or if you run your own business, don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen, and I don't encourage the system any further. I say it's sort of a collective relax, everybody.
Yeah, I've heard something along the lines that there's at least a million. Now, granted, in a country with some odd 360 million people, maybe that's not a massive number, but there's at least a million who have canceled their policies but have yet to get Obamacare. They had to cancel their original ones, but they've yet to sign up so that they're good starting January
1st. It's a mess. The health insurance companies are still figuring out kind of what to do and how to handle it.
Right. I think it's an interesting theory, to not pay. I'm not saying I would necessarily recommend that, but it's something, that would, I agree, I don't, how are they going to know if you don't file?
And what are they going to do? Are they going to go after you and like, point a gun in your face and say, you must get health insurance? I mean, that's so silly.
Yeah, wait till those stories roll out. I mean, how are they going to sell these people as terrorists because they don't have health insurance?
See, I think they're actually getting most people because they are offering subsidies. Like if you can get a subsidy for your health insurance if you're under a certain amount of income. And I think that most people are probably going to go for that. Like they don't want to get dinged or whatever if they don't pay for health insurance, but they also don't want to pay for their own health insurance. So they're going to get a government subsidy. Yeah.
I was going to say there's a problem with that. I'm reading a lot about this lately. The subsidies, for example, let's say you're, a family of three, and you make $49,500. You qualify for a subsidy. However, let's say you take that same family of three. I'm kind of making these numbers up, but you're making $50,000. Suddenly you get no subsidies at all, and you're paying $800, $1,000, whatever, more for your premium. So if there's no... Some people get subsidies, and some people get none at all. Premium shock is definitely happening for a lot of people.
Actually, it happened to us personally. I mean, because we're, Brian and I are self-employed, and so we have our own health insurance. But it doesn't make sense, because our premium is going to basically triple, at some point.
Yeah. So, Jeff, thank you very much for the call and the information. That is interesting. I did confirm it that, as tomorrow, December 23rd, is the date you have to get in to be enrolled for health insurance starting on January 1st. But let's go ahead.
It's so sad that so many people are so afraid, we've grown up in a society where the government has so successfully made people so afraid of coloring outside of the lines, basically, that they're like, oh no, am I going to go to jail if I don't have health insurance? Think about that for a minute.
Right.
People are so scared. They're scared to even say that it's a bad idea or that they shouldn't be forced to buy health insurance. It's so silly.
Yeah, I agree completely. Let's go ahead. We've got more callers on the line. We've got Crichton in Louisville. You with us?
Yes, that's Louisville, yeah. It's pronounced Louisville. You have to learn it like you're intoxicated.
That's what I get for being a New York Jew. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about adolescence and what it means to liberty-minded people. Your opening title article.
All right. Hold the line, and we'll start talking about that.
Sounds like an interesting topic.
This is
going to
be an interesting topic. I agree. 855-450-3733 with your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturnalia Sunday edition.
They're not mutually exclusive.
They are not.
Although, isn't Saturday like Saturn Day, you know?
I think they may have renamed it after that. But in most languages, actually, Saturday is, parallel with the word Sabbath.
Sabado,
obviously in Hebrew
in
it's Shabbat, but in Spanish it's Sabado. I think in Russian it's also very similar. Most languages, you know, this idea of putting Saturn into Saturday didn't happen. They kept it with with Sabbath, which is pretty interesting stuff. But anyway, let's go ahead right back to the phones, and we have Crichton in Kentucky with us.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about... Go ahead, lay it out for me.
Well, your title of your article, all I heard was the title, and I immediately everyone jumped to the immediate conclusion, wow, this mother is awful.
But right, now the title was that she was essentially, her and her 14-year-old daughter were Snapchatting, taking pictures, nude pictures. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that means that child has an awful representative, an awful teacher, no doubt. But you got to keep in mind that the daughter was 14. I mean, the idea of adolescence in our modern world is not very old. It's only about 100 years old. It first came about around the 1900s in the movement to ban child labor in the United States.
Okay.
And I have a beautiful example, counterexample of what this means. Admiral David Farragut, he's famous for saying, darn the torpedo is full speed ahead.
Right, right. He has ships named after him now.
Yes. He originally joined the Navy at age 9. Now, he joined the Navy because he liked to eat, but he was a combat veteran by the time he was 12 years old during the War of 1812.
Wow.
And
it's awfully young.
Yeah.
And no historian will tell you that this man was not an adult by the time he saw combat, by the time he was 12 years old.
That probably makes you into an adult pretty quickly, don't you think?
That's exactly my point. Adolescence, the way we do adolescence in our modern world is that we delay personal responsibility. And how does that affect us as liberty-minded people? Because all the liberty theories that I know of, you're a child or you're an adult. And obviously, logically, there's a transitional period in there somewhere. But how long or when that transitional period occurs varies per person.
This is something that there really isn't like clear answers on, in my opinion, is what is like the, this is talking about the age of consent, I think. Would that be accurate, Crichton? Okay.
Age of reason, more accurately.
Yeah, maybe, okay.
How old do you have to be to make an adult decision? Not just age of consent over sex, but any adult decision. How old do you have to be? And really, I think it depends on the person, but the law doesn't recognize that. This 14-year-old girl is obviously still a child because she has an awful example for an adult. But that's not true for all of them. And certainly, she must... A rational response would be that the 14-year-old gets some responsibility, too, for following her silly mother's example.
Well, I'm not prepared to really put any responsibility on the kid yet. I mean, we'll talk about the story more to figure that part out. But, I mean, it is an interesting point because, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, that the age of consent, or in this case, the age of reason, you know, if we want to be a bit broader on the matter. But the age of consent, I mean, in Britain, I don't think it didn't get raised. Now, I'm just saying raised. It didn't get raised to 13 years old until 1875. Before that, it was 10 years old was the age of consent. Now, that's not in the grand scheme of the world. That's not that long ago. You know, that 13 years old, I mean, so with this story where the girl's 14, you know, there wouldn't be, in an 1875 world, there wouldn't be a problem. And where a lot of people are looking, especially at least in America, as far as I can see, a lot of people are wanting to go back to the good old days. Well, guess what? In the good old days, this 14-year-old girl might not have done anything legally wrong. And please, key word, legally, okay?
Yeah, whenever this conversation comes up, I can't help but feeling like sometimes it's framed in a way that I don't quite agree with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's framed as though, well, should a 14-year-old be allowed to have sex or be allowed to drink alcohol or be allowed
like
to drive a car or something like that? And I care more than, like, should they be allowed to. I care more about, like, why do they want to do those things, right? Mm-hmm. And what effect is it going to have on their life? And if I care about that young person, you know, do I want to try to maybe explore with them their motivations for wanting to do some of those things and help them figure it out a little bit as kind of a a guide or a counselor? Like, I don't know. There's too much. What's that? Go ahead.
What's your thoughts,
Brian? To frame that question. The question isn't should this child be, this 14-year-old girl be allowed to take pictures of herself. The question should be, should society and government acting as society add unnatural punishments to these actions?
Yeah.
If she's an adult, these actions will turn out badly in some way. And presumably, if she has any learning capacity at all, she's going to learn from the experience and not repeat it. But our society has this idea that because she is an adolescent, she should be punished in some way, unnaturally, but then shielded from other responsibilities at the same time, and it's somewhat arbitrary. If we just left it alone, she's going to be punished by the realities of having a picture of her nude at 14 years old. I mean, that alone will be its own punishment in time.
Or maybe some of the emotional effects of, you know, having kind of adult sexual relationships at that age, right? Like, I think maybe a kid who's doing that a little prematurely when they're not really ready for it emotionally, maybe they need, like, some help, you know, from a trusted adult that they can talk to honestly about sex, and they could maybe get some advice or something about them. You know what I mean? Maybe she just needs some help.
But at the same time, the evidence shows that most adults, like this child's mother, grew up in the same environment that she's growing up in and never got that experience. The idea that we have responsible parents that responsibly teach their children relationship, how to manage their hormones and their relationships, is actually uncommon. We've gotten to the point where sex ed in school is expected because the parents don't know.
Yeah.
Sex ed in school doesn't know either.
Oh,
I mean.
it's a joke. Craig, thank you so much for the call. Sex
Sorry,
ed in school.
I was just thinking, having horrible flashbacks of my sex ed in school.
Oh, it's terrible. We got shown,
you know, they had those carousels with the slides that you could press a button and it would literally like a circle of slides would rotate around.
Yeah.
We got shown pictures of, like, just the most out-of-control cases of herpes, genital warts, and chlamydia, and, like, on a giant projector, just genitalia that was just oozing the most disgusting, pustulence, and told that if you have sex, this is what's going to happen to you. And then we got shown... I don't remember if it was just the girls, which makes it worse, or if it was everybody, but we got shown this movie that was called The Miracle of Life or something, and it's about a baby being born, and you just see this giant head, you know, coming out of the birth canal, and it's kind of scary, you know?
Oh, man.
And this will happen to you. They make it out to be as though this will happen to you. So it was basically a kind of a scared, straight, abstinence-only kind of thing, and supposedly, you know, I was from this progressive Massachusetts liberal town, so I shudder to think what people experience in other places.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
It wasn't helpful. That's the point.
Right. And the part I remember most from sex ed class, holy cow, was the first day saying, you know, the teacher saying, okay, we're going to talk about some things, and everything was very, very eggshells and tiptoes, like you were just about to step into the darkest depths of human depravity. And you know what I mean? And this is in New York, talking about progressive, you know, it's a pretty progressive school. And it, just the whole way they presented it was, you know, hey, this stuff happens, but boy, you need to keep this quiet. And everything was just, there was no real,
don't
like,
don't talk
openness.
About it, don't ask questions. Yeah, I don't think there was ever any mention of the fact that sex is pleasurable. Or
nope,
fun.
Nope, I never heard that.
There was never any mention of connection with pleasure in any way. It was just like, these are all the horrible things that are guaranteed to happen to you.
Yeah, I mean,
if you fester against somebody else.
Exactly. And, you know, if a kid festers on that kind of teaching for years, and I'm not saying kids should have it. I mean, fortunately, I had...
You had to say fester among the mentions of oozing genitalia, didn't you?
I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, I had it not long after getting taught that in a class, and so it wasn't allowed to fester in my mind. I found out how great sex was pretty fast. But anyway, your thoughts, 855-450-3733. What do you think?
Government school sex ed stories? Let's hear them.
Yeah, Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.